This is Matt Rogers from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Los Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen. It's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores. You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Have a good day. Stay warm.
So my teenage son just went to school in shorts and a hoodie. It's 3 degrees. At least I know he'll be warm in our house, thanks to Atlas Butler. If something goes wrong, they'll fix it within 24 hours. They call it their comfort pledge.
Ah, you do want the coat.
I need my phone.
Oh. Your phone. Should've known.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Back to our conversation in just a few seconds. Have you ever had one of those times where everything just piles up? Stress at work, relationship stuff, maybe burnout. And you know you could really use someone to talk to, but finding a therapist who actually takes your insurance kind of feels impossible. Yeah. I've been there too. That's why I'm obsessed with Rula. That's R-U-L-A. Rula is a healthcare company that connects you with licensed in-network therapists who take your insurance. Most people pay about $15 a session. And depending on your plan, it could be even less. What I love is how personal it feels. Rula actually matches you with therapists based on your goals, your preferences, and your background, not just whoever is available first. And you can get an appointment as soon as tomorrow. No wait list, no endless searches, just quality care that's affordable and easy to access. Because if we use our insurance for physical health, we should absolutely use it for mental health too. So take the first step and go to Rula.com/ghost. That's Rula.com/ghost. Again, Rula.com/ghost, because your mental health certainly does matter. Thousands of people are already using Rula to get affordable, high-quality therapy that's actually covered by insurance. Visit Rula.com/ghost to get started. After you sign up, you'll be asked how you heard about them. Please support our show and let them know we sent you. That's Rula.com/ghost. You deserve mental health care that works for you, not against your budget. Now back to the conversation. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, some hauntings chase you through the dark. Others crawl right into your room.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Well, hello and welcome to the program. Yes, please do call in your Real Ghost Story at 855-853-4802. We would absolutely love to hear it. And of course, you can write it on the website, realghoststoriesonline.com, on the old internets, if you'd like to share your story. Hi, I'm Tony. That's Todd. That's Carol. There we go. I'm pointing around and different, and I'm trying to figure out. I'm not good at this.
It's always the opposite of what you think.
Yeah.
Yep.
It is. Yeah, I would not be good. I would probably figure it out eventually, but I would not make a good meteorologist.
No.
And I had the weirdest fucking dream the other night. I told you
and
about
you
it.
You were
already.
A meteorologist?
No, I had the weirdest dreams. And I have another. I'm gonna, okay, two dream analysis here, kids. Okay, let's. I need you two to give me your dream analysis of these. So I'm at a TV station in Green Bay in a building that I used to work at and Todd had worked at. We never worked at the same time. Radio stations upstairs, TV stations downstairs. I'd never actually set foot into the TV station. I've never been down there. But I always loved this TV station. It's WBAY. It's Channel 2 in Green Bay. And I... as a kid, when I was playing radio station, I had my stations I pretended I was on, I had my TV stations I pretended on, and it was always Channel 2. So anyway, in this dream, I'm there, and an anchor from the 1990s, who's probably in his 90s now.
Right, right.
Chuck Ramsey is doing the newscast, and then he throws it to me to do the forecast. And I'm over there, and I'm like, well, where's George Grafis? He was the meteorologist. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I just do the forecast. Like, okay, sure.
was your response like, of course he's throwing it to me because I'm the meteorologist, or why is he throwing it to me? So what?
He was looking for George Grafis.
It was both. I was like, of course he's throwing it to me, but I'm also like, at the same point, where's George? Like, not like it's going to George, but I'm just kind of like, why am I here and why is it George? But of course I'm here. I don't know. It was just like weird.
Funny.
All around. And let me tell you this. It did not look like any set they'd ever had. It wasn't like it was back in the 90s or anything. It looked like it looked like the like 1970s. Like, it was dark. It was orange. It was, and maybe they had a set like that back
they
then.
They did. It was kind of like a goldish orange color.
Yes.
They did.
Shit. I got to look that up.
You may have gone back in time, my friend.
Because I remember the first one I remember is the 90s one. It's very square, you know, it looked nice. It was a good set. No, I don't remember that one. That was before my time.
Yeah.
It looked 70s-ish is what it looked like.
Yeah, they had one. That one's the one that I remember when I first moved to the area in like 78, they had this set.
Yeah.
You traveled in time, my friend. Back
and
to
Chuck was a younger Chuck,
see,
too.
I'm telling you.
Huh.
Have you been like reminiscing or anything like before you went to bed? Were you
nothing particular? It wasn't one of those nights where I'm like YouTubing like 1990s like news promos or something, which is something I do.
I was going to say, would not be unusual for you.
No, it wouldn't be, but I wasn't doing that. It was just so random. I was like, why on earth am I thinking of this?
That is really strange.
Odd?
What's that?
What do you think? Why is he dreaming that?
Well, he and I are a little bit of alike when it comes to that kind of stuff. Like, we like nostalgia. We like old stuff like that. So I, too, will, like, sit and watch news intros from a station for all the decades. It's, like, 8 minutes long, and it's every intro they've ever had from, like, the 1960s to today. Yeah.
It's hypnotizing.
But I've never been in a situation where I felt like I had been transported back in time to a location I'd never been to. And dealing with people I'd never met. That's not happened.
This is
to me.
Weirder than I thought it is, isn't it?
Yes.
It would make more sense. I mean, it is weird that you did that.
I've never met Chuck Ramsey. I mean, I saw him at EAA once.
Did you say hello to him?
No.
Okay.
It was him and Mary. It was when they did the actual newscast at EAA back in those days.
Yeah.
And they were at the desk. They were up high. But no, I didn't say as I couldn't. But I remember that was the only time I've ever actually seen him.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm actually online looking for that specific set. I have not found it yet.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
I
knew Jarts a little bit, but that was another dream. But yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I know other people up there like Mino and stuff, but I don't, I never met the people in this dream. I never met, but I did grow up watching them.
Were you having a lot of stress in the dream about having to deliver the forecast?
No, I was just like, all right, here's your 7 day.
But not that weird stress dream that we have.
I don't know. It was
like
weird.
Nothing's going right. And it's like, shit, I can't do this. Oh no. Do you have a secret desire to be a meteorologist in Wisconsin?
I did when I was little.
Yeah.
I did. The meteorologist from the other state from Channel 5, Tom Mahoney, came to our gym in Fond du Lac. And he brought back dot matrix printouts of like forecast models and shit. And like, here you go, kids. And he autographed them. And I had it. And I brought it back to my home studio. And my backdrop at that time, which is kind of funny, I still like, this is a screen back here. But back then it would have been a refrigerator box. And would have,
that's so adorable.
I would have put it right there. And you know what? If we didn't have screens, these probably would be refrigerator boxes.
You know, just for the hell of it, 1 week we should do all of our podcasts for like it was old days in our refrigerator box sets. Yes.
Refrigerator box. I'll have the boom box right here. I have my old boom box that I would record and stuff on. And I got the mics too.
I love it.
I love young Tony.
God.
And his dreams.
Oh. Well, I got another fucked up one. I'll tell you, but we'll pace our dreams out.
Okay.
Okay.
I have one.
We'll pace this therapy session out a little bit longer.
Okay.
And I found a photo of the set. It's not Chuck on the set. It's somebody else on the set. But I do have a photo that I'll share after we get a ghost story.
You're going to make me fucking wait. All right. Yep. Let's. Let's go to a ghost story, 855-853-4802. Let's go.
Hey, guys. How you doing? I got recommended by your show, and I loved it. So I've been stuck on it for a long time now. It's my joyride till I get home. Anyway, I'm from New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey. And you guys heard about weird New Jersey stories. There's this place called Jake's Brown Road. When I was 18 years old, back in 2006, me and my friends, about five of us, we ended up going to this place. Now, supposedly this story is it was a Nike missile base where it was abandoned with several people. I guess it was the wives of the people in the Army. Anyway, long story short, supposedly some people died and it was abandoned. It was abandoned for several years, so we've heard stories about people disappearing there and seeing little kids in the playground, and just several scary stuff. So we decided to go there one day, and it was a long stretch road, so our car got stuck in the mud. And one of my friends saw a figure cross in front of the car. And I knew I felt something weird, but I wasn't really sure. So, you know, we ended up getting the car out of the mud. We ended up walking about a mile to the houses. Now, these houses were set up in a circular form, and in the middle, there was a playground. And it was around October. It was fall. It was kind of chilly. So the swings were, like, swinging back and forth, and there was this this slide where you heard, like, pushing and stuff, and you heard a faint sound of little kids laughing. And it was so weird because, you know, of course, nobody was there, but you just felt the presence of somebody being there. So we ended up going into one of the houses, and it was very, very beyond cold. And we heard, like, footsteps. So we got scared, and we said, ah, screw this. We ended up leaving the house. We ended up going to another house, and there was pentagrams and weird stuff, and there was actually a dead animal in the middle of the pentagram, and there was, I guess, there was recent ashes that was burning there, and we ended up bolting out of there. We go to this third house, which, again, there was five houses there. We go inside this house, and we hear somebody yelling, and it sounded like a yell, like a screaming sound. So we ended up going inside this house. We go inside of a room, and the door literally slams on us. Mind you, this is five grown men inside of a room. We start yelling, and we break the door down, and the other door slams on us to inside the house. We go through that door. We break it down. One of our friends falls and trips. Another one throws himself through the window, and we ended up getting inside the car. Well, we're running down almost a mile trying to get inside of a car, and the car dies on us. The battery doesn't turn on. We're yelling, we're screaming, and the car ends up turning on, and we left. Never again did we go there again. So that's the story of Weird New Jersey, Jake's Brown Road. There's plenty more stories I got. Hopefully I get to post more. Thank you, guys. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story with us. Thoughts on that?
Jake's Brown Road.
That's what I think he said, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was actually trying to look it up a little bit and just see what I could find. Whenever you run into a pentagram with a dead animal in the middle, get the hell out of there.
Go. The one guy threw himself out the window.
It's just an animal with a star.
They were trying to make it famous.
Yeah.
It's just like, that was some haunted stuff. And I do think that sometimes when you're in a situation like that and it's getting creepy and creepier, and we should probably refer to Tony's graph on
the creepy scale,
the levels of creepiness. Yes.
Yeah. To refresh everyone, spooky is where it starts. So
I think they were past spooky. So
a little weird, you know, so it's
they had gone into creepy.
Spooky, creepy, haunted, scary, haunted, haunted as shit. That's HAS, just for sure.
Yeah, I think that as they were going through, they were going up your little graph thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder when you get to that mid-level of the graph, do you kind of freak yourself out too? Are you like, are you hearing children kind of talking and laughing in the background?
No. I think when you're here, when you're between creepy and haunted, you're in kind of that space.
That's what I was feeling too, like right
where
in
you're
the
just kind of like spooky, like, oh, it's spooky, whatever. You know, my mind may feel a little weird, but it's probably nothing. Right. And then creepy, it's like, yeah, I'm kind of inching more towards there might be something going on.
Right.
And then you're getting to haunt, you're like, I really am starting to believe this is haunted. I'm pretty sure it is, but I'm still kind of second guessing myself. And that's that weird space there. Once you've hit haunted and you go to scary haunted, this is all established. You know it's haunted and there's no questioning it's creepy and spooky. And it's just like, okay, how close are we to the gateway to hell is what you're trying to figure out at this point.
I think as the night went on, they were getting closer to the gateway to hell. And because, I don't know, you might want to get out your graph. Because I don't know where
let me
that
get my pocket graph
with,
out
I've, with the I've, pentagram and the dead animal falls in that.
I'll get out my pocket graph that I purchased on our
That's
website.
Like the portal shit. like to hell, gateway to hell. They saw a pentagram with a dead animal in it. Nothing said run away more than that.
Yeah.
Like, get the hell out of there. When you, there should be like some branches off of your thing, like moments, get the hell out.
I like that.
If you get to this level and you see a pentagram with a dead animal, run fast. If you get to your car and your car battery's dead, run faster. It's like
it's kind of like guides.
Yeah.
Guides on how to.
Yeah. Kind of as that night went on, it just kind of got creepier and creepier and creepier.
This should make a great little like book that you could sell at cash registers.
And everything's color coded. And on the back is the color coded, like, you know, the rule.
I don't know if we were in the Cracker Barrel this last year, but I know, what was it, the year before the book? I think the Ghost Stories, our Ghost Stories book was in the, was a Cracker Barrel seller.
Was it really?
Yeah, I kept, I had no idea. All of a sudden, I'd be like, taking pictures in the Cracker Barrel with the book. And I'm like, what's going on?
Well, you know you've made it if your book is in the Cracker Barrel.
If you're in the Cracker Barrel, right next to the re-release of Kenny Rogers' unreleased tracks, you know, tributes to my pets, volume 4,
sung by his cousin Sammy Rogers.
So this here's the original interpretation of "Lady."
Here's the TV set.
Oh my God! Look at that.
There's big old Chuck sitting there next to...
Were you there, Tony?
Yeah, that's the
one. It was darker, though, but it was that layout.
I will tell you that...
This is a bright shot.
Yeah, it's a bright shot. But also, when I first saw this set, it didn't have the blue in it. It was all orange.
Yes, I don't remember the blue at all.
It actually looked more like this.
Oh, is that...
Yes, that's what it was.
Is that the famous anchor?
That's not Chuck, but in this picture, you see Chuck sitting next to...
Chuck, who's
the... The weather guy is not George in this. It's
no,
Chandick. John Chandick.
Check with Chandick.
There. Yep.
Check with Chandick. Yep. Who went to Channel 11 when it was NBC for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, it was that. The blue was not there. It was that darker. It was like the carpet dark.
Yep. Correct. Yeah. It was a darker orange on the back. Yeah.
Why did they do blue? That looks like shit.
Yeah, I don't know. Why is the Action News?
Why did they make
like slanted
avocado green?
Yeah,
it was just different back then.
Don't make fun of avocado green. You know I like that stuff.
I like avocado.
Things are just different back then.
Yeah. Yeah. Carol. I love the carpet though. The Kevin carpet everywhere. Yeah.
God, I was
that was the goddamn thing.
Yeah.
No, dude, and I see you. And you have the weather map right there. Yes, that is exactly how it was set up.
Yeah.
Because I was looking over and he was right in that. Yes.
In that chair. He's wearing the tan jacket there. Chandick has the gray jacket on.
Tan jacket. They're all tan.
God damn.
They're all wearing the same.
I think he went back in time, my friend. This is a whole different podcast.
I've never seen time travel with Tony. And I've never seen like a 1970s newscast of them. I mean, I think I've seen maybe a picture of the set once or twice.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I've never seen this picture that you're showing right now. But
and Action News at that
to see the exact setup, and because I didn't know what the layout was of their studio.
No.
But this is the layout of where I was, because I was standing there in the dream, and then that over there, because I looked over at the desk, and that's where he was. And I mean, because every studio can be a little bit different.
Sure.
And that's how that was laid out. And with the carpet, it was dark because it would be, you know, this picture here is.
Right. This God is lit damn. Up for the picture.
For the picture.
It wouldn't be this very bright. Right.
Yeah. They would just be light onto the set.
Right.
God damn.
Is he still alive or did he come?
He is. You know what? Let me look. Cause he was alive as of just recent, until just recently. I know he was alive.
He did a tribute on one of the video things to Grafis when he retired a few years ago. And I was like, oh fuck, Chuck Ramsey. Cause that was the first time I had seen him since I was a kid. And, somebody's listening right now going, that's my uncle or that's my, you know, great uncle or my grandfather or great grandfather.
Wow. You had a brush with greatness. in the netherworld.
I hope he didn't just like die or something.
I don't see anything on that here, but yeah.
Or did that run through your mind too?
Yes.
Okay.
And he is up in age, so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that talks about Chuck Ramsey.
he retired in 2002, so he's been gone a long time already.
Yeah, but he looked pretty good when he was on that. I was kind of like, because Chuck is one of those guys that looked like he was, you know, like kind of like 50-ish.
When he was
probably
20.
When he was in his 20s and 30s.
Right. Yeah.
And did pretty much forever. But yeah. All right. Another, was that two ghost stories that we've had in this episode or just one? Okay. Let's do another one. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Let's hear it.
I've written in a couple times about some creepy stuff that's happened. I'm not going to say my name or use any names in this particular one because they're just, the people are close to me and I don't, you know, anyway. So I've had a lot of sleep paralysis happen to me. And so here's some backstory. So this person that I know, their sister was going through a lot of stuff, just a bad, I mean, everything that you can think of that's negative. She has been, you know, going through this, just not a lot of good vibes, just really bad vibes. So it was around Christmas and I was getting ready to move out and I have my parents and I have everything packed and my tree was still up. And I had left my door open for my dog to come in and out. And it's normal for her to jump on the bed and then, you know, leave and then come back throughout the night. I had fallen asleep around 11 or midnight. And I remember having my eyes open. It was like I was awake. And here comes this person. And I was like shocked. I was like, thinking, you know, how did they get in here? I remember I kept calling their name. I was like, you know, are you in here? This is the most terrifying thing ever. She just started like crawling on my bed. And I knew it was her because I could tell her fingernails, because she's always has, you know, her fingernails painted. And I could tell by her hair was in front of her face. It was terrifying. I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. It was like my whole room was just dark. It's so hard to explain, but I know that, you know, other people that have had sleep paralysis can totally understand. And it felt like it lasted forever. She wasn't doing anything to me. She was just there, and it was like a horrible, horrible gut feeling. Then I jolted awake and I was pouring sweat. I was terrified to go back to bed. So I plugged my Christmas tree back in and I just sat there. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever experienced. I mean, I even like went to go to take a shower. It was just terrifying. And then my dog ended up coming back in my room. And so that was nice. But, I don't know what causes it. Don't know what causes sleep paralysis. I've looked it up, but it still just doesn't make sense to me that some people can experience it and some people can't. Since, you know, I don't know if I was thinking about her or if she just, you know, something just happened and, you know, but, I kind of steer clear away from, you know, listening or watching anything scary before I go to bed. But I just wanted to call in and tell you guys that. So, all right. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks for sharing that story. Thoughts?
Do either of you guys have a theory about sleep paralysis? Because Kathy and I have talked about it before, and I'm like, is it just a dream state or is there sometimes a paranormal aspect to it as well?
I think we actually kind of discussed this a little bit last week, Tony, where I think there is such a thing as sleep paralysis that your body gets into. And it has something to do with when you're falling asleep and that part between being awake and being asleep and what happens with your body when it kind of shuts down to rest. Mm-hmm. But I also do think that there are some things that seem like sleep paralysis that are paranormal, but it's not always paranormal. That's my thought process on it.
Exactly. I completely concur.
It happened to me, and I don't want to go into all this right now because it would take a few minutes. And I did talk about it on episodes recently with Harper and Kathy, but I did have a sleep paralysis experience when I was on vacation in Spain.
Oh my God. Well, you got to tell us. You can't just do that.
We can wait till the next episode.
sleep paralysis story.
Or not. Is it
everybody?
Is it not?
Time to party. Sleep paralysis story. Here we go.
What do they call it?
Sleep paralysis. Taking you to the depths of hell. Don't wait.
What do they call sleep paralysis in Spain, though? It's got to be called something else.
I don't know. I can Google it.
America.
No, because it's like sometimes, because I've had sleep paralysis happen several times. It hadn't happened in years, and I was fine with that. But it doesn't feel like a regular dream. There's this really haunting aspect to it where someone is there with me.
And okay, so what happened?
So what happened was I'm in the Airbnb in Toledo, Spain, very old city. We talked about that. And I went into the Airbnb and I got bad vibes. And so I went in both the bedrooms. My niece and her wife were taking the upstairs bedroom. And so Kathy and I, there's one with a king bed, one with a twin. I got bad vibes in both, but I'm like, pick whatever one you want. I got bad vibes in both of them. It's going to be a long night. So I go to bed that night. We went out walking around and been a long day and I was really tired. I take Tylenol PM and I'm just trying to fall asleep. And so finally I shut my light out and I'm like doing that whole thing. I'm surrounded by white light. I'm fine. Nothing can hurt me. And I was telling myself all this before I go to bed, before I fall asleep. Right. It's like, yeah. So I fall asleep and I just couldn't get rid of the bad feeling. And I thought that I had woken up, but I don't think I had. I think this was all a dream. And there was something standing in my bedroom door. And it was very, very dark. And I looked at it and I burst into tears. Not because I was sad, because I was so scared that it made me cry.
Oh my God.
And in my dream, it's that weird sleep paralysis thing where you're trying so hard to move and you can't move. In my dream, I was trying so hard to yell, "Get out." Mm-hmm. And it was like everything I could do. And finally, I'm like, "Get out." And it did. And it left. And the next night, I fell asleep fine. I didn't have any problems. I didn't have the bad vibes the next night. So I don't know what the hell happened. I don't know what it was. But I really thought that happened when I was awake. And then the next day, I'm like, but was I awake or was it just a dream? I don't know. But at the time, I remember thinking it was really happening.
Yeah.
I don't know if it happened or not. I don't know what it was. Definitely felt paranormal to me. But now I'm like, maybe it was sleep paralysis. And maybe I just thought I was crying really hard. I don't know what it was.
Like you, because if you had opened your eyes, you would have been the exact same setting that you were dreaming.
And I thought that my eyes were open, though. I thought, happening.
Yep.
And then the next day, Kathy goes, Kate and Kath, they're like, "How'd you sleep?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I had like this weird thing happen, and I don't know if it really happened or if it was a dream. I don't know what happened last night." But it was like so terrifying that it made me cry. And I just knew I had to tell it to leave, but I couldn't get it. It was everything I could to. And it felt like I screamed it, but kind of internally screamed it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I yelled. I think they would have heard me if I would have yelled.
Or is that the place where you realize it was paralysis because you couldn't scream it, but you
exactly. That's
it.
What makes me feel like sleep paralysis.
Yeah.
I don't know. Was it paranormal?
Girl, here's the deal.
I'm sorry I frightened you. I didn't mean to do that. I was just fucking around a little bit. I had a little bit too much to drink that night. You know, I know it's not an excuse. I'm in the program. I slipped. But, I decided to fuck around with you. I mean, come on, you're in fucking Spain. The places are really old and really haunted. I gotta give you some sort of a creepy experience. And I didn't want to, like, you know, throw the Crusades or some sort of shit your way. I just thought, let's do this. So I'm sorry. Please accept my apology.
So, Satan, did you have anything to do with Tony's dream of being on Channel 2 News?
He's just fucking nuts. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to take credit for that shit. That's all God right there. Whoa, Jehovah.
Oh, Satan. Always has some clarity to everything.
Absolutely. Oh, gosh. I don't know how I feel about any of that.
Here's your podcast. Call Satan for advice now. That's what you do.
1-800-SATAN.
What's the other? Like, Satan, big fan, first time caller. I'm having some problems with my neighbor in the property line.
You see this dick? He's got these really fucking bright lights up there because he thinks everybody likes light and angels and things flying around and gold plated streets and shit. I tell you what, people think that shit's gaudy as hell. They like to come down here. They like to have a fucking drink, you know, be in the dark a little bit. Hey, dumb fuck up there, you know, too fucking bright. Like, there's some people that like that shit, but you know what? Down here, they like to chill, and that's what we do. We got a nice fucking, like, little bar going on down here. We got some, you know, we got some dark shit going on. But you know, but let me tell you. Just start at level one. Level one, we're just going to talk to you about them, do the e-meters and that sort of shit. And then, you know, get you in. You have a little bit of fun. And then, you know, eventually we'll find Xenu and the Thetans. But come on down. Come on down. You know, just like The Price is Right. Nothing can go wrong when someone says, come on down, can it? Come on down to the Airbnb, Carol.
Oh, Satan.
Satan. Yeah, you know, anyway. Hey, y'all have a great Halloween and a great Christmas and all that. You know, I know you're going to celebrate the birth of, you know, JC and all that. And, you know, there's a birthday, too. I hope he has a good one. And it's all good in my hood, yo.
Satan. The other side is Satan. Yeah. You know, it's like, come see the softer side of Sears, but it's Satan. Come see the softer side of Satan.
Jesus.
All right. That's going to wrap up today's episode. Yeah. Real ghost stories online. Back it up, yes.
Back it up.
This is improv was something I always wanted to do. I guess this is what I do
nice
now.
Work.
There we go. All right. 855-853-4802. Share your real ghost story with us. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Joni. We'll talk again real soon.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
SpinQuest Social Casino. The presents are open and you're over the in-laws. It's a perfect time to grab your phone and play SpinQuest.com with live dealer blackjack, craps, and a ton of slots. And here's a great deal for the holiday, a $30 coin pack for $10. And if you're hearing this ad, you can play right now on SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
A mental health or addiction crisis can feel overwhelming. Getting help shouldn't be. The Franklin County Crisis Care Center is now open 24/7 with care from certified peers and professionals. Any adult, regardless of ability to pay, can heal with care and leave with connections to community-based resources. If you or someone you know is in a crisis, call or text 988 or go directly to the Franklin County Crisis Care Center at 465 Harmon Ave. Learn more at franklincrisiscare.org.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello!
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again, without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
When your furnace or air conditioner quits, you need it fixed, fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of CARE Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win the Lennox Partner of the Year Award and a BBB Torch Award for Ethics last year. So, call CARE Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company you can trust.